On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz, joined by Maria McLeod, a sophomore midfielder out of White Bear Lake from the BSU soccer team. They open up the season for real this weekend. Had an exhibition game last weekend, scored a goal. Maria, congratulations on the goal.
Thank you very much. It was good to get one on there. So,
describe how the play set up and what you did and what you saw and how you were able to score.
Well, actually, it was off a corner. My teammate, Mary O'Brien, took the corner, and I was able to get ahead on it and finish it in the upper 90, which was cool. But a player on the other team actually had gotten injured, so while they were getting her fixed, our team kind of got together, and we're like, we need to finish this. It's a great opportunity to score and just, you know, get a number on the board. So kind of got our heads together, and we really wanted a goal, so I was lucky they came out.
I realize it's still early, but as a general rule, how much of your offense needs to be or is predicated off of set pieces and set plays?
Actually, this year I think they're going to be crucial and critical. Coach was talking the other day that he's very excited for our set pieces because we do have a lot that we were able to score off of, and we got a couple players that have quite a strike from far out, and got a couple players that are able to head the ball nicely, so set pieces will be crucial this year in finishing them.
Well, we saw in the World Cup how important they can be, especially the later you get into a game, knowing that a play is quote-unquote drawn up late in the game. How much more strenuous is that?
Yeah, I don't know, watching the World Cup, it was amazing, you know, Abby Wambach final minutes, you know, getting the win for Brazil, that was really cool, but yeah, they're pretty important, I guess, just all the way through, trying to finish, you know, anything can really happen late and early in a game, it's just a matter of putting it in.
How's the makeup of this team different this year compared to last?
A lot of it's the same, and there are a lot of things different, but, you know, the team chemistry is still great, we're all one big, like, family, and we all look out for each other, so that's crucial. And I mean, last year we did lose, especially in the forwards. There's a couple players that had a lot of experience, but you know, we're learning everything, and especially patterns of play and different systems. So it's fun. It's fun to get out there and get all the chemistry going, especially with all the new players and transfers that we have.
You open up on the road this weekend at Michigan Tech and at Northern Michigan. As we talk on Tuesday, how much do you know about those two teams?
Not a lot. We'll start film and like kind of getting in. This week is big for preparing for this weekend, and it'll be good, you know, to finally get some really tough games and a full workout for 90 minutes. So that'll be fun. But we don't really know. I don't know very whole lot. I do have a couple of players that I have played with in previous years that play for Northern Michigan, but I don't know. I'm excited to play.
What's the off season like for a soccer player to keep in shape, knowing that you guys have been on campus only for a couple of weeks before you start playing? If you don't come in shape, there's no way you're going to be in shape by the time the season starts.
Yeah, the off season is definitely a very important time, especially to work on any like minor details you need to fix, whether it be skill wise or fitness. But the summer is crucial. We get a summer workout plan that we're trying to stick to week by week and day by day. And if you stick with that and you know you're working hard, it's definitely going to show in the fall and in the winter when you train and do your conditioning and your weightlifting. It'll definitely help.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU soccer team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.